This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Staying with the theme here, an international shipping industry group now says that it's aiming for net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Shipping puts out about 3% of emissions linked to climate change. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
To meet the target, the shipping industry will need a new fuel. And no, says Jeffrey Rissman with Energy Innovation, going electric won't work this time.
That's very straightforward for, say, cars. But for ships, they have to go such long distances and times across the ocean where you would need to carry too many batteries where they would get heavy and bulky.
Ammonia is one potential alternative fuel. The International Chamber of Shipping, that set these goals, wants more research into zero-carbon fuels and proposes a carbon tax on shipping. But Aoife O'Leary with the Environmental Defense Fund says the plan is still short on details.
I can have a target to lose weight, but unless I also do some exercise, I'm not going to get there, right? So I'm more interested in what your steps are to actually get there.
Still, with the right policies, Jeffrey Rissman says he's optimistic.
It is possible, but you'd have to start now.
Because, he says, ships have a long lifespan. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.